rivers are still cresting in the Carolinas after Hurricane Florence dumped up to 3 feet of rain in some places, and many Missourians are searching for a way to help those in need. But there are bad guys lurking out there, posing as charity volunteers, waiting for you to pick up the phone and ensnare you in a scam. In this morning's Newsmaker, Kay Fair with the Senior Medicare Patrol says not to worry, though, because there are telltale signs to watch out for to ensure any charitable donation you choose to make ends up in the right hands.
The problem is that while many people are ready and willing to help, there are a lot of bad guys who are seeking to take advantage of their generosity and may set up scams. And both scams and charities use phone, face-to-face contact, the internet, and of course smartphones now to collect donations. So consumers need to be wary when they are asked for donations.
So what are some of the telltale signs that people should listen for to know whether they're being targeted by a scammer?
Well, one way is to know the charity that you're giving to. Don't give your credit card or your check card or your bank account number or any personal information until you've researched the charity. You can get on the internet, you can Google the name of the charity as well as the word scams or complaints and see if there's any complaints against them. You can check with a Better Business Bureau, an organization called Wise Giving Alliance, Charity Navigator, Charity Watch, or GuideStar. And they can tell you about reputable charities. Some people know charities that are through their churches or religious affiliations, and if they feel comfortable with those. Some people, you know, feel comfortable with the more established charities that we all know. But just don't feel pressured and know the group that you're giving to. Know where your money's going to be and how much of it is used for administrative costs, how much of it is going to the cause that you want to give to. The folks are going to need help for a really long time, so you don't really have a deadline or a time crunch. You can do your homework and make a wise decision whenever you decide to give.
So is it normal for these charities to communicate with people by the phone? I know that authorities say if someone claiming to be from the IRS calls you, do not engage, that the IRS will contact you via mail, not via the phone. Is the same true for charitable organizations?
Oftentimes, they will make a general appeal through media or news releases or that sort of thing. If you receive a phone call from a particular charity, that could be a red flag. And certainly what you could do is get a name and a phone number of that person and call the charity back and find out if indeed it is a legitimate charity.
Now, after last year's hurricanes and following Hurricane Florence this year, has the Senior Medicare Patrol seen any increase at all in the number of scams reported?
Not necessarily. Our main goal, we're called the Senior Medicare Patrol. And so what we do is try to help Medicare beneficiaries prevent, detect, and report health care fraud. So this is just something that kind of caught our attention because we know that there'll be widespread appeals for charitable donations during this time.
To learn more about how to watch out for scammers who may try to take advantage of your charitable goodwill, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekdays around 7:25 a.m. to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.